Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie is the co-CEO and co-founder of Housewares America. She is, but you know her as the green bag lady. You also know her as the lady who makes handy things. She's an incredible inventor for our time. She's an outstanding entrepreneur, and she loves talking about things that will help you be successful, the things that she's learned that she can help you with. And I love the way she gives back, and we're glad she likes to do it on our show. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Oh, hi. It's my pleasure to be here again. You know I love you.
Well, Debbie, it's good to have you back, and I meant what I said. I want to thank you for the way you give back, and it's a very, very impressive thing, a very important thing, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. It's very important to me because I know where I've been, and I know where I want to go, and I know there's a lot of people who'd like to be there too. So
right. Well,
and we'll get there together.
Well, and you know, the thing is that, you know, in the previous segment I was talking to Oded Shinkar about imitation.
Right.
And one of the forms of imitation is just learning from other people what they've done and finding out what they did right, what they did wrong, and doing one and not doing the other.
It sure is.
You know, imitation doesn't just mean you copy what they did. It could be that you copy how they behaved, how they managed.
You're absolutely right. And, I mean, everybody does always think about imitation in terms of somebody, you know, ripping something off or, you know, copying something that is financially important to you. But you're absolutely right in that copying a successful model can help. And especially in hard times, we're in really difficult financial times. And I talk to a lot of people. I do speaking engagements, and one of the number one questions I get is, "How do I get through this? How do I survive? I'm a small business person. I'm an entrepreneur. I have a very small business. Some people have employees. Some people don't have employees.
Right.
But it's important. And I mean, honestly, the very first thing on my list is attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take stock of your mental attitude right now. Do you have the guts?
Mm-hmm. This attitude you're talking about is not like having an attitude.
I'm talking about, as you say,
the guts and in order to find out what your attitude is, you have to have a word with yourself, don't you?
Oh, you certainly do. And sometimes the best word you can have with yourself is sitting down at your computer or with a piece of paper and a pencil and writing down, making two columns,
mm-hmm.
you know, the positives about what I'm doing and the negatives.
The Ben Franklin close.
And then actually, you know, erase the center line and try and meld the two.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little rock that was given to me. It's kind of funny. I've had it for a very long time. And it says, I'm holding it right now, it says, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. And
right.
I translate that as meaning never give up.
Yeah.
And
That is one of the things. That's one of the markers of an entrepreneur, Debbie.
It is.
Is we don't know when to stop. And I've got that problem. I mean, I'm that way about everything. I never know. I don't know when to quit. And unfortunately, Debbie, I know entrepreneurs who have said, you know what? I didn't quit when I should have. I'm only saying that because they hung on to something that was not tenable. That's what we have to learn how to do. We have to learn how, and this is a little thing that one of my mentors taught me, and I actually wind up saying it on the show quite a bit because I think it really works. He once told me I was confused about a project. I didn't know what to do, where to go. And he said, Jim, it's this simple. Ask yourself this question. Do I have a fighting chance, or do I just have a chance to fight?
wonderful.
And that's really helped crystallize a lot of go, no-go situations for me. What do you think?
Oh, I agree completely. You know, I always tell people, you know, they go, well, I have this business model. And I said, well, don't be so in love with your model that you can't change it on a dime and get
right. Sense
change. Because that's, I mean, the core of being an entrepreneur is flexibility.
Well, when you say giving up, that doesn't mean you go home.
Absolutely.
You can change. You can abandon a bad idea and move in another direction. It's still.
Well, we talk about innovation.
Yeah.
Innovation in all forms. It's not just technology. Innovation comes from, usually the greatest innovation comes from crisis.
Right.
The motivation in crisis makes you change what you're doing to get through the crisis. It's as simple as that.
And Debbie, give us your website, please.
Oh, it's debbiemeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Debbie. I told you we'd get smarter when Debbie joined us. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
With some of the guys you knew before, between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Little Otis Redding bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes anywhere in between. We've got something that will help you there at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out the survey, too. We have a new survey question every week. And we'd like to know what you think. Go there when you get to the homepage. Check it out and give us your answer. And then you'll see how everybody else is voting. You can compare yours to theirs. Check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm on Twitter if you're there. You can follow me and I'll follow you at Jim Blasingame. Debbie Meyer is our guest. Her company is called Housewares America, Inc. She's the lady who invented the green bag. She's the lady who invented one of my favorite inventions of all time, the cake cutter. And Debbie, thank you for sending me a cape cutter, but I'm afraid I've worn it out already. And I found that it works on muffins and pies and brownies and everything.
I knew you would, because you're a great innovator.
It's great with donuts, too. these are great things, folks, and it's just so great to see, to know. And now you know a great entrepreneur, inventor, as Debbie is, and she's giving back to us, talking about the things we're talking about right now. Debbie, when I know you travel around the country a lot. I do the same thing. I speak to small business audiences across the country. And when I do, these days, I can't just start out talking about what I want to talk about, because if I don't, if in the first 10 minutes I don't have a conversation with the audience about how things are going in the economy, I have no credibility. I can't just act like, okay, do these 16 things and you'll be fine. We have to talk about these things. And here's something I want to point out and get your thoughts on. I have asked my folks, the people I'm talking to straight on, if I know things are tough right now, but have you learned something in the last 2 years that if we hadn't had the last 2 years, you wouldn't have learned? And that one thing is going to be very important to you in the future. And everybody raises their hand.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to play the Pollyanna glad game. I'm not trying to find the silver lining. I'm just saying you have to find your lessons where you find them, don't you?
You certainly do. It's an excellent question to ask people, because I truly believe that the greatest changes and the greatest innovations have come in times of crisis. And the crisis
is the time when I've been the most creative in my life.
It's the greatest motivator. When something happens, you know, it's that fight or flight kind of feeling. And, you know, if you know what you're about, you can't lose sight of what matters to you most. That's the biggest thing to me.
Well,
and
the thing
is, don't give up and you don't lose sight of it, because it's very important to portray that to the public as well.
Well, when things are going well, you think it's because you're so smart.
and nothing
gets questioned.
Mm-hmm.
But when things are going tough, everything gets questioned, and it should be questioned.
It absolutely should, and I think having a well-defined core value for yourself,
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's what your company means. What your company means, and I'm, you know, personal integrity, of course, is without question. But you also have to have company integrity, because people actually, when people are getting to the point where they're deciding where to put what money they have to spend, you want to be the one they turn to and say, you know, I've always liked and trusted this company or what this company produces or the people I've dealt with within that company. It always comes back, and those people talk about that. So you have to make sure that if your core value within your company means you're going to give that customer, if you're a person who has a company that deals directly with customers, you got to make sure that every one of those customers gets the best possible interaction with your company at all times. The customer has to stay with you. You need to continue marketing to those customers and remind them why they're still with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there are places
and maybe it's enough to do that by your behavior, by just wowing them with service and with an experience. But sometimes you have to do some things to remind them why you're different from the other folks.
That's right, and you have to remind your employees. If you have employees, you have to continue to motivate and encourage them, reminding them that you need to keep those customers coming to you, whether new customers or existing customers, because that's going to get you through the other end. And it's also going. And when you motivate and encourage, you also keep the loyalty of the employee.
When I was selling for other companies and I was out, you know, plowing the North 40 for those companies, if at least once a month somebody didn't say that they admired my enthusiasm, I knew I had to step it up a notch. Now that I have employees, if at least once a month somebody doesn't remark on how one of my employees went the extra mile or they liked their attitude or whatever, then I realize I'm not training my employees right.
Exactly, and it comes from the top down. If you tell somebody else to go train somebody, you've lost one step in the chain.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be so hands-on. You've got to recognize that this is a time where you're gonna tighten up and you're going to make sure that your company is everything, stays what it was, perhaps in a little different way. Remember, we're entrepreneurs. Remember that flexibility is key in this kind of time.
Mm-hmm.
And manage your costs. I mean, that's huge. Most people think, oh, well, we'll just take a scissor and we'll cut this off, we'll cut this off, we'll fire employees, we'll do this, we'll do that. I don't think that's the right thing to
do. You think we should be more surgical than shotgunning?
Absolutely. I don't think you need to be a butcher with a hatchet. You need to be a surgeon, just like you said, because there are things, everybody can find things that they can cut out, even down to renegotiating a lease. A landlord would rather have a full office space that's giving him a little less than an empty office space that he cannot let in this time.
Right.
So you can renegotiate leases. You can do lots of things that will take out some of those costs that you don't need, especially frivolous ones.
Hold on to that thought, Debbie. Debbie Meyer is our guest, folks. DebbieMeyer.com, MEYER.com is her website. That's where you find all the things that she's invented and that you can buy. After these messages, we're going to talk some more with this very smart person, Tintail. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Debbie's is DebbieMeyer.com, where you can find all of her stuff. We're getting some good information from Debbie on how to deal with things. Debbie was encouraging us to, as we think about, you know, tightening our belt, and it looks like we might have to do that again, Debbie, depending on how things go in the next few months. You're saying, you know, be sure to not just take a shotgun to your budget, but to use the surgical approach and cut the things that don't hurt you. You got to make sure that you take care of customers, don't you? Because if you cut down to that bone, you're in trouble.
Absolutely, you know, that's so true, and that's what I keep on saying to people. You can cut things all over the place. The places you want to be careful around cutting are around your customer service, around the experience your customer has relative to you and your product, or even if it's yourself. You know, you have to be very, very careful because that experience can't erode. Otherwise, that in tough times, people look, they might rely on price more than they rely on experience.
Here's something interesting I'd like to get your thoughts on, Debbie. We did a survey recently where we asked people, if you're not growing, why are you not growing? And only 4% said they were experiencing no growth. Only 4%. So the other people were not growing because they were worried about the economy, they were worried about the government doing what they were doing, or they couldn't get the money to grow. Now, that led me to believe that 96% of the people who responded to us had growth opportunity. So what do you think about that? I mean, how do we overcome those kinds of uncertainty, those kinds of fears? Maybe, you know, at some point in time, I wonder if maybe we might be using those as excuses. Maybe there are customers there waiting to go. What do you think?
There you go. You hit the nail on the head, I think, because you have to get past this paralysis. You can use paralysis in, you know, your business dealings as an excuse for everything. You know, people aren't spending, people aren't coming, I can't spend more on marketing, I can't spend anymore. A lot of what I hear is people saying, I don't have the money to spend to grow my business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then find the money within your business, and that is part of managing your costs. If you can eliminate two non-essential costs or cut them down, maybe everybody's got cars, maybe you shouldn't have all those. Even if you can't get out of a lease, you're going to cut down on your expenses if not everybody is just simply driving all over the place individually.
Right.
Find ways to do things that manage your costs.
Well, what about this? What about if you say, okay, I'm having trouble cutting this any more costs because everything I found that is still in my budget, I still need. But then you say to yourself, okay, I think I need that, but do I need that more than I need a new customer?
Exactly.
Well, what is on this list that I don't need more than I need a new customer? That's how you is that would that not be a good way to decide what to cut next if you have to?
It's an excellent way, but remember this. Strategically, it costs more money to develop a new customer than it does to keep an old customer. And you want to make sure that while you're doing things to develop the new customer, which you still need, obviously, you have to maintain the old customer. You don't want to lose customer because then you're just losing ground.
Right.
You have to back up and make up for that old customer as well. Then you need two new customers because you lost one and you had to replace him and then get another new one.
Well, and also, there's no better way to find a new customer than through an old customer.
You bet. That's
referral,
it. That's why. That's why the customer
golden.
Experience is absolutely imperative.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I talk to people now, and I go out and talk to, and I talk to a lot of women's groups, women entrepreneurs. You know, we're the people keep saying we're the last bastion, you know, of people, you know, developing their business careers. And it used to be they wanted to hear the fluff, they wanted to hear the, you know, the feel good stuff. Now they say, I want some
that won't
real...
help you. That won't help you make it through the tough times.
No, I don't think looking in the mirror and telling yourself, you know, I can do this is going to pay your bills. It's knuckling down and getting really sound advice and learning.
And telling yourself the truth.
Yes, tell yourself the truth, please. And tell somebody else the truth, too.
Yeah. And don't let somebody else tell you something that sounds good, and you go away thinking everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, you just can't buy into all it. You have to work everything, and I'm a big one about working the problem.
Yeah.
If there is a problem, you've got to work it till it's managed, or work it till it's cleared up.
Because if you're a small business owner, that problem belongs to you.
Oh yes, indeed.
Debbie, I need your website. I've got to wrap it up.
It's DebbieMeyer.com.
Debbie, what a great treat. It's always great to have you here. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the inspiration you are to so many people, including me.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. You know, I love being here and talking to your audience. This is a great privilege for me.
We'll do it again real soon. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, what a great example she is for all of us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.